It's kind of nice.
Muy delicioso.
Wow, wow.
Hey.
What the hell's going on?
Wes.
You should lay a wreath.
I may.
Go lay a wreath on his aunt.
Well, Aretha Franklin. Yeah, I've been pumped on Grant. That's kind of what I've been up to. San Diego is good. The Burns.
Dude.
Burns still there at the
top.
Yeah,
dude, I forgot you got crushed.
Bro, guard dog, you should have seen it. We were at a pool restaurant on Saturday before the show. It was a nice time.
It was very hard not to completely let your hair down and just get hammered.
It was so fun.
We're an outdoor pool restaurant, dude, with all the bros.
All the bros.
It was, I mean, dude, the show of inner discipline to not get hammered at that.
Took a lot.
Crazy.
I could have easily gotten fucked up. I was like, all right, I'll have one. I had three, but still.
Not bad.
That wasn't not bad.
I mean, staying in single digits in a pool, in a sun pool thing with your bros, man, that's tough. I don't even drink that much, and I was like, I want to get hammered right now.
Yeah,
so bad.
Fun. Wrestling in the pools, getting spud in the pool.
Dude, we're in
a
pool.
Suplex spud in the pool.
It's splash, a hotel pool, dude.
Splash
so,
a
like,
bunch of hot, cool, rich people.
Dude, you're in a hotel pool, and people, that, like, when it, anyone in a shared pool just, like, basically turns into a statue, they're just kind of like, so you're just watching, like, I don't know. It was, people were just kind of, like, very quiet, very reserved. So we're in a hot tub. And then I was like, dude, that'd be sick to kind of, there's enough space where you can go straight from the hot tub to the pool. And the idea was like, it'd be nice to like seal slide across the bottom and not show tennis. So like just a fucking.
Yeah, we were all in tight gym. My tennis was.
Dude, I was. Although I've been embracing mine lately, dude. I've been fully getting.
I was
getting,
trying to show it to you guys.
I'm like a fat chick in an underwear catalog right now, dude.
You're brave.
My tennis. Come on, man.
You're on a billboard in New York.
I'm breaking down walls, dude.
Yeah. You're a Dove model. Dove was the first to break in the fats. People were furious. Little did we know, that was only them taking an inch. Now I'd love to just see fat models.
True.
I was like, look at this fucking dude. We put a dude in
Where's the fat dude models, man? All the male models are so ripped and chiseled.
I get like I get Instagram ads for like fat guy t-shirts. I think the phone sees me pulling at my shirt all the time. It's like, this guy needs fat shirts.
True classics, I will say. I don't know if we have an ad for them today or not, but I do. Yeah. I feel so swollen those things.
You've been getting swole, dude.
Dude, it's all about your lats, man. I don't want to give away the secrets of the trade. But like, bro, nobody uses their lats when they bench.
Yeah.
I told the guy, I was like, dude, I feel like I got fucking boosters behind me, man. Fucking.
You're rocking.
That's the right form.
You're the rocket man.
I might be, but that pool was just people as being serious as possible.
Yeah.
And then just absolute buffoons entering the water, dude. The monkeys, dude, found a fucking aisle.
Then Jackson showed up. Yeah. And the true alpha showed up. Good Lord. Oh, no. That guy, what a freak.
Yeah, dude, we were having a good, to give people context. What was that show again? I didn't see it.
Chimp Empire.
Chimp Empire.
On Netflix.
So Spud and Billy were, and I guess Chainsaw too, were talking all Chimp Empire, where they're just watching like Alpha's display, where the dude.
Yeah, there's one of the monkeys in the show is called Jackson, and occasionally he'll just freak out. Yeah. He's the alpha of the fucking group, so occasionally he has to just show everyone he's nuts.
He says to do parkour.
So like they'll show him just sitting there, and he's just sitting there like, everyone's just lounging. Everybody's just chilling the whole time, and he's just like. I'll start like fucking running, jumps and kicks stuff, and then fucking, and everybody sitting there has to go, ooh, ooh, oh, you're so cool, whoa.
Isn't it if they don't show
if you don't,
emotion,
he gets in like, your fucking face, and he's like, fucking tell me how sick that was. He like breaks a tree in half and runs. Everyone's like, dude, that's fucking crazy. You did it again.
Yeah, everyone has to go, dude, it's so sick. You get all the pussy, dude. That's so cool.
Dude, they're all like 38. They're all like 40 years old, dude. It's crazy.
Damn, Jackson, you just did a 180 off a tree,
Jackson, dude. That was fucking crazy.
I'm so happy you're fucking all my cousins and I don't get any pussy ever.
Yeah, dude, it's so awesome. awesome you're here.
It's so sick that if I get pussy, you'll kill me.
Yeah. You're the best.
I fucking love this.
So yeah, we were just monkeys in the pool, and then all of a sudden a Jackson showed up.
A true alpha. This dude was,
and we all were just like,
dude, he was so yoked, and he had two females with him too.
He had two babes.
Two females. One of them was
one with
recurring nip slips, if I might point out. I was going
constant nip slips with her giant fake tits and her
fake head, maybe too. I don't know.
There's entirely fake.
Women have fake heads now.
She
too.
Had a totally fake head. They cut off her nose for some reason. It was probably him.
True.
He probably Jacksoned out.
He might.
He probably was like,
dude, this dude was just jacked as fuck, dude.
Yeah, he was jacked.
We were monkeying around too hard, I think, for his liking. But
he was just a very serious, cool
just
man.
Displayed. He was, yeah. He just displayed.
He proved his dominance. Yeah. He was jacked. He was just roided out, tats, two dude. Babes laying on him.
Yeah. He was just, yeah, the lady's nipples were showing. She was displaying as
Which
well.
Which they actually. Were very, that was a weird. I know we were adults grabbing yeah. each other's dicks. But being jacked and having two clearly sex workers just laying on you.
Yeah. It's. Coke and steroids, man. It's a
Coke and steroids.
Coke and steroids is an option available to all of us, and it's like, it's pretty nuts. You have to like get Versace. You gotta make. Yeah. You gotta like do a ton of steroids, get jacked, and do a bunch of blow, and then like make a bunch of money, which you can do, honestly. People, cocaine is a bad drug, but if you're serious about business, it could be
cocaine
your greatest
rules.
Ally.
If you're a businessman,
if you're like
if you're doing fucking deadlifts before you close the deal,
yeah.
You need some cocaine
if you want to be as serious as possible.
If you want to be a wolf.
Yeah,
you want to be a wolf of Wall Street.
True. Probably your greatest ally. But yeah, he had put all his chips on the table of being a serious man bent on power. And dude, it was a man. It was
not respectable.
That was oil and water. Not respectable at all. It was oil. I mean, dude, would he have fucking, would he have freed the boy?
Ulysses.
No way, dude.
No.
Ulysses, dude, put his, it would have been his house.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
A lot of people don't know that about U.S. Grant. He freed his slaves. Didn't sell them.
When he tried.
He had $0. He was like, I gotta let you guys go.
The guy was like, bro, imagine if you had $0 and someone's like, yo, I'm gonna give you $250,000. And you went,
like, nah, that ain't bro. Right.
Nah, it's not, I'm not doing it. That's crazy.
Yeah, Grant's the best.
Unbelievable. Yeah, this guy would. I mean, I don't know.
You gotta get into Sherman. Sherman's a dog. Dude.
I might have to. Now that, dude, I have
so
more.
I'm gonna make that South howl. And he went down and fucked all those Southern
did
retards
really?
Up, dude.
God damn. Do they have one of those things on Sherm? Or is it just on?
A documentary? Yeah.
Yeah. One of those
Probably.
Things. Yeah, one of them things on the TV with the pictures and the story.
The moving pictures. I watched my other favorite one last night is the Rise and Fall of the Third Reich.
Oh, nice.
It's a good one. I've talked about it here plenty, I'm sure.
I don't
know. It's just a bunch of home videos from Nazis.
Oh.
Pretty sick.
What were they getting up to?
It's just them basically being like, dude, shut up. You would have done it too. We're just fucking regular people. We didn't know what the fuck was going on.
It was
They're
a cool
right.
symbol.
Right.
It was a cool symbol, dude.
It was kind of the coolest fucking symbol. Hitler was cool for a minute. Are bad, dude. Now all you guys think we're dickheads. Yeah. You guys fucked up.
Yeah, it turns out history just doesn't smile upon these who try to just smite people and just burn people, you know.
Other than Sherman, who went down and burned the Southerners.
That was
they were being
that
bad
was
guys.
Free the, you know, you gotta
they were being bad guys.
Crack a couple eggs if you want to free the slaves, bro.
They were being bad guys.
Yeah. It is funny if you look at it. History in long stretches of time doesn't smile kindly upon people
who take
are up
too
to much
no
for
good?
Themselves.
Who do what?
Take too much for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, if people want to figure out what to do with themselves, like, look at the lessons of history. Slavery's fallen. Nazism's fallen.
Yeah, but
it's like
America's
the can't
still
prevail.
The best.
Huh?
We take a lot. We're number one.
Yeah, but we're pretty fair. You've said it before. For in terms of a world empire, dude, we're pretty good.
We're the most chill empire the world's
we've done some, obviously.
Probably
you know.
Ever seen.
We've locked some countries.
Other than that
some
fucking
countries.
Slavery shit we did for a couple hundred years. But
we stopped it, dude.
We did. Yeah,
we put an end to it. I mean, England had a big part of that, too. But
would you have guessed Mexico abolished slavery before us?
Did they really?
Yeah.
Well, those guys wanted to work so goddamn bad.
Everyone's like, God damn, I wish I was out in those fields.
That's not how you pick strawberries.
Yeah, come here. That's what we do here. Yeah. Well, for those interested, there's a 7-day free trial on the History Channel on Amazon. You can check it out.
Yeah, it's a
Grant's a fun documentary, and as
that was
well
enthralling.
As the
Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. Give it a shot.
I was totally in on Grant. I mean, I knew he was cool, but I didn't know.
You didn't know he was riding horses like that.
Dude, riding a horse into battle. He's an officer. He doesn't have to touch a gun, doesn't have to do anything. And the guy's like, yo, we're out of ammunition. I need a fucking volunteer. And he goes, I'll do it. They said, what are you doing? You know, like, not you.
Grant, you don't have to. He said, you need a volunteer. I'm going.
Dude, so you had to ride a horse across an open battlefield. He rides it sideways.
Against the lads.
True.
The lads were over there. They were like.
That's probably why they stopped shooting. They probably went, whoa.
Yeah.
Showed him the rodeo, bro.
Caballero.
But hit against the side of his horse while it was moving. Got to the ammo. I don't know how he brought the ammo back on one horse, but.
Yeah.
He probably figured out something.
He's like, fuck, I only got us 5 bullets. Who cares? That was sick. Like,
do a wheelie again on your horse.
Yeah, that was sick.
Yeah, I like those stories of those officers that like want to taste battle for real. They don't have to. They're like, I got to know. And they just get in there.
What's his name at the end? That Southern general was nice. At Shiloh?
Mm-hmm.
Johnston, maybe?
I think so, yeah.
He was just like, we just need to cast the die of war.
Yeah.
Either we conquer or perish. Guess what, dude? Motherfucker? Perished.
Perished. Done.
They were dominating on day one of Shiloh.
Yeah.
That's when Grant was like, we'll lick them tomorrow, though.
Dude, that was the best.
Went right at him.
What was the quote again? The devil?
He's like, we've had a devil of a day, General. Lick them tomorrow, though.
Just
sick.
Just powered by 20 cigars a day. I miss
just
that,
just experiencing
dude.
Depression.
Yeah.
That's what he was just blue. A depressed guy.
He got blue.
He's a drunk, depressed guy.
I mean, it is kind of an evolutionary advantage. When like the world is a terrifying place and you're just like, yeah, this is all meaningless.
Yeah.
I don't see the point of any of this.
Yeah, I'm not really scared of battle. I fucking hope I get hit in the forehead with one of these. I hope a musket ball goes through my fucking forehead.
What an evolutionary event. What a gift that is. Yeah. And all these people squandering it. Going like, make it go away. It's like,
what, pain? Yeah. Suffering?
Yeah, depression. It's like, come on, man.
Hell yeah.
You can't get away from that. Yeah, that is funny thinking you're getting ahead of it.
Dude, very Catholic of you.
Thank you, dude.
You need to recognize the suffering. That's God.
Exactly.
Let's go.
Got to get into it. Yeah, dude, I've given Catholicism a, now that I've toured a lot of world religions, it's pretty good, dude.
It's not even close.
It's pretty good.
We're number one.
I mean, dude,
have I been to church in the last 3 years? No.
You don't need to go. The church is in a dark period right now.
Yeah, fuck all them.
Yeah. They're not really doing, they're not doing what they need to do right now.
Well, Mary, you're a good Catholic.
Christian, they're different. We don't do
what
all
type
the
of
ritual.
Christian are you?
Non-denominational.
So you got like trans pastors?
Yeah, I'm one of those guys. Yeah,
got like lesbian pastors. It's just like, who gives a fuck about what God said? Let's just hang out together.
Dude, we're all right in the eyes of the Lord.
True.
True. I love Hitler.
Yeah. Said Jesus. We weren't done. Said
not
Jesus.
Me.
Said Jesus. I had a very religious dream last night, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, what I had a dream. I was with my brothers and I was like walking into a church and I had, dude, it was actually kind of funny now that I think about it. I had like in my dream been like all of my cells and all the particles, the ones that know everything that's going on. I went, and it was like, it's like a stupid idea, but in dream, I was just awestruck of being like, oh, they're the real things. And then I walked into a church and I was walking like this, my sleeves like this.
Yeah.
The priest was like awesome. This. And we looked at each other. The priest was kind of looking at me like, bro, you can't have your hands in your fucking sleeves.
Yeah, it's for us, like, dude. You're copying.
Watch me. Me and my brothers were going to church. And then I went and peed in a big fountain. Then I woke up and, oh, I have to pee.
Very spiritual.
It was sick. That was a cool dream.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
I had a dream. Michael Che died.
Oh, no.
And I was at his funeral and I was like, fuck, I'm never getting that $10,000. For real. That happened this afternoon.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Started going through the, did they have
I
cards?
I fucked up this morning.
Yeah, man.
I woke up at like 8.
I saw the text.
Yeah, I was pissed.
I'm always curious.
And then I went back to, I was like, I'm fucking tired. I went out, watched more Grant.
Nice.
And I was like, I'm going to take a nap before this fucking workout. Terrible mistake. Woke up at 12:45. Had to be there at 1.
You're the dude's getting attacked.
I was deadlifting within 10 minutes of waking up, dude. This shit blew dick.
You're like the Battle of Shiloh, dude. Yeah, you're the guy's getting shot in the tent.
Absolutely.
You woke up just.
Lick him tomorrow, though. Yeah, it's going to be a long evening for me.
Yeah.
After this.
What are you going to do after this?
Like 5 fucking sets at the Cellar.
That'll be cool.
It'll be all right. I don't have any new material. I should think
just
of one.
Just make it all up.
I might just talk about Grant.
Dude, just make it.
You guys don't even know anything about Ulysses S. Grant.
Yeah, dude, what the fuck's your guys' problem?
Trust me, it's daunting there.
Ah, yeah.
Trying to do new shit. Yeah, they actually, because it's risky there.
Yeah.
They don't know who I am.
Yeah.
People in the audience have no idea. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like doing it in front of our fans where they're like,
yeah,
that's funny.
That's
we know
true.
Where you're coming from.
Yeah, yeah.
These are just people that are like, what the fuck? I try to do the Australia shit up front and that.
Well, they're pissed right. Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff up front.
They're getting mad right away. Though. Yeah, because they don't know you. So they're like, he means that.
Yeah.
He means that too.
He's being racist. I'm not going to listen to the rest of the bit to see if he gets out of it.
He's being mighty nationalistic against these other countries, and I don't know that I feel.
I don't think he's being ironic. I think he's very seriously being a nationalist pig. What's wrong with that, dude? What's wrong with saying America's the best?
I mean, dude, Grant
gave him what for?
They got it too good.
I am done with the Southern respect.
Yeah.
Were you
a gentleman there for a while?
Every once in a while, I'll go in phases where I look, you know, if I get into a Civil War phase.
Sip a little iced tea.
I'll go, damn, Stonewall was the man or something like that. Then I got to snap out of it and be like, that was a fucking traitor, dude. That was a fucking traitor.
Yeah, dude.
Lincoln was the bro. Grant and Sherman were the bros.
Yeah.
Custer was the bro.
Yeah. Stonewall
has a John Brown was the bro.
Yeah, man. It's all Union, dude.
John Brown was the bro.
Nah, it's all Union, bro.
Look at that. Father Corby, bro.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, bro.
The bro.
Gabe Davis, bro. All Union. Although I think Gabe's from Florida, but whatever. He's
Gabe
in Buffalo.
Davis has Union colors on, though.
Yeah.
Blue. Buffalo Bills, yep. Blue.
Absolutely. Here we go. All right, you ready to start? I got nothing. San Diego, where?
San Diego was.
Shout out to the teams.
Dude, San Diego's nice. The teams were nasty as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, we did have an unfortunate incident, dude. Mr. Marshall, dude. By the way, dude, Mr. Marshall in the
Nate
pool.
Nate Marshall flashbanged that party, dude. It was unbelievable. One of the dumbest jokes we've heard. We're sitting there with some teams, bros, having a good time.
Literally American heroes, dude.
Nate comes in high, drunk, acting a fool. He goes, I thought of this, dude. It's too funny not to tell you guys.
Didn't he run it by someone else, too? And like, don't do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was like, I got to tell you this joke. What do you think, Lamar? You give me a look like I shouldn't say it. All right.
I think it's funny.
Lamar loves it, dude.
It just was so out of nowhere. It was like, and just bringing that up is not the best thing to bring up to heroes. Dude, he goes in. We're sitting there. Everybody's having a decent time. Nate comes in and goes, I thought of this joke, and I got to ask you, to one of the team's bros, he goes, if you ever watch a comic bomb so bad, do you ever get PTSD? The whole room, it was a flashback. Whole room went dead silent. It was like, what the fuck, dude? And he ran away. He scurried off. I didn't see him the rest of that night.
Talking about it on panties.
Yeah.
He made it seem like somebody overheard him, and he was like, oh, I guess I got to tell everybody now.
maybe that was the case.
Yeah, right.
But either way, he was like, I was going to keep it to myself, but it's so fucking funny. I have to say.
I think he was telling someone the joke.
And
they're probably like, what's up?
No one thought it was funny.
No. Yeah, didn't one
it
guy.
It would have been funny if somebody was bombing, and he was like, you ever get PTSD? Like,
yeah.
Even then, that's a risk to talk to a guy who's in the military. Be like, do you have fucking PTSD?
Well, didn't one of them say like, yeah, we do get PTSD from like our friends killing themselves? And he was like,
yeah. Yeah, he was like, all right. And they didn't think, nobody thought it was funny.
Yeah, the next day, though, they were very funny about it. Because they kept teasing him about it, and it was the funniest shit in the world.
Nate was hoping everybody forgot it. I was swimming in the pool. I saw Nate come down. I go, Nate. You got any more good jokes? He's like, oh, how about Nate trying to swim underwater, dude?
Dude, we did back.
So funny.
We swim race. I'll be honest. Yeah. I got second place, but it was an honorable defeat. We're going back and forth.
You won the first one, but that was just me showboating. I should have done it, dude.
I mean, true. You're showboating. You're drowning. But also, that could have been a strategy. I thought you were genuinely trying to. I was
turning sideways and poking you while we were swimming.
In my head, I'm swimming. I'm going, I'm so fast. He has no other choice than to physically slow me down.
No, I was going. I was swimming like this on my side, going,
I didn't see.
And you didn't turn around. You got to be like, one. I won. I was fucking around.
Dude, in my head, I was like, I'm a complete body length ahead of him right now. Dude, he has no other choice than to grasp for my ankles. Basically, these are fins, dude. Yeah. I thought I was going so fast.
So me and Matt, you know, down and back underwater, not a big deal. That's just something we do. The teams told, you know, they were watching. They were like, "Holy shit, dude!"
Yeah.
But then Nate was like, "Can I go the length?" And we were like, "Yes."
You have to be able to. Yeah, we did down.
You
got to
be able to go one.
Yeah, you
got
to go.
He got 10 feet. And his ass filled with air. Dude, he kept floating ass first up every time.
His bathing suit would bubble up.
And this is in a pool surrounded by nothing but like rich, cool people.
Yeah.
And the waitresses were the hottest. Every single waitress was an Instagram lady. Yeah. Everyone there was rich and hot.
Yeah, it was obscene. It was obscene.
My beautiful body, Nate's fat ass surfacing.
Tennis.
Spud's fucking Spud sliding into the pool. Spud hurt like hell.
Spud actually did do the seal slide I was talking about, where he went from the hot tub on his belly and slid into the actual pool.
Slugged right into the pool.
Dude, it was like 8 feet. It was far enough.
That must have killed his stomach, dude.
Had to have.
That ground was not like smooth.
Who are you talking to? Look at this fucking cut on my knuckle, dude.
Oh my God. Yeah, dude. Look at this. This is from your brother biting me. Oh my God. I put Billy in a headlock and I was shit faced and I was like, doesn't hurt. He's biting the fuck out of me.
Dude, Nate tries to go to the other end, makes it 10 feet. All of a sudden, some of the ice started to crack. Some of the bros around us started to kind of laugh.
People started laughing about
watching.
Started
to kind of participate in what was going down. And then fucking finally, he tries like 5 times. Finally, and of course, there's this lady standing there. A voluptuous white woman, dude.
Yeah.
Standing there. Huh?
His one. Nate's
bro,
weakness.
Or was it his strength, dude?
True. He did it for her honor.
Bro, he made it to the other end of the pool.
Of course, there was some. He surfaced and started splash. He started thrashing in the water.
Yeah, his fucking ass popped out of the water.
Everyone was laughing.
But he made it. That's what I was like,
had
bro.
A nice laugh.
Turns out you put a piece of fucking cheese in the maze, the mouse makes it to the end.
He had to show out for the white babe. Yeah, that was a fucking great trip.
It was so fucking fun.
Blitz, NFL Blitz, dude.
Oh, don't remind me, dude. Don't remind me of my greatest failure.
No, you got it back.
I played Billy. Of course I beat my little
baby
brother.
Billy.
If you can't beat your little brother in Blitz, man, kill yourself.
That's actually very true. Yeah. If you lose to anybody younger than you, if there's like an age gap, like if you have like nieces and nephews and they come over for like a holiday party and you lose,
kill yourself, dude.
You know how much of a fucking loser you must look like?
It's crazy. That'd be nuts. That would suck, dude.
Dad losing pickup basketball to like a fucking sixth grader. It's like, fuck.
I mean, dude, some would probably rather get cucked.
I would rather get cucked. than get fucking like trounced and maddened on Thanksgiving by like a fucking second grader.
I'd rather get cucked.
I would rather get cucked. I'd rather someone come into my house and fuck my mom.
What's the word for that? What kind of cuck is that? Is that like a great cucking?
If someone
cucks you via your mom.
Oedipus cuck.
If you get cucked, if your dad gets cucked.
If your dad gets cucked in front of you and your dad, your mom gets cucked. Wait. Yes. You and your dad.
That's like a family curse.
That's probably, you can definitely find that.
If you have to be like
a brother and
wait, that guy wasn't here to fix his ink. Dad, what the hell? What's going on? We got cucked, son.
Son, we've been...
Apparently, I thought that was Domino's. Yeah. I opened it up and it's...
Domino's.
I thought that was Domino's. We opened it up. I saw the guy's dick in the pizza. I said, no!
Oh. You gotta just turn to your father and go, lick him tomorrow, though. Yeah. That's the hell. That's the devil's day, dude. That's a devil of a day. So Donimo's guy comes in and fucks your mom in front of you and your dad.
There was nine black guys in your backyard.
Oh, you gotta
get out of here. God damn it. You just chased away the big sausage pizza. That was nine black dudes.
Donimo's. Who the hell Donimo's is hiring these days?
Donimo's.
Donimo's is so fun. Not a moose. Chase the driver. Not a moose.
We would order pizza every Friday. Both my cousins lived next door. They had 10 kids. We had 6 kids. And we would order
16 freaks.
16 kids.
Hills Have Eyes come running out.
So like we would see
the moose.
We'd all be looking out from our respective houses on Friday night to see which way the pizza truck went, because we were waiting. Like, where is that? My one cousins would be waiting outside. When they pulled up their driveway, they would go, Dynamo! They were like 9 years old. Dynamo!
Yeah, they're 9 years old. They're also 200 pounds, 6'5", dude.
Yeah, yeah.
How big were those fucking... How big was Bat as a kid, dude?
So when me and Bat, my cousin Bat, 6'6", we were in, I think, 6th, 7th grade, bro, like, just same height. And we hit 7th and 8th, and he just, like, skyrocketed.
He dynamoed out.
He dynamoed out.
Too many dynamos.
We didn't order the right dynamos.
He was getting the cheesy bread.
Yeah.
He was taking the cheesy bread back.
I think the fucking, I think that, whatchamacallit, the cinnamon and breadsticks kind of stunted my growth. They were doing the right thing.
You were getting cinnamon. They were going cheesy breads. Classic. Cheesy bread dynamos is so good, dude. Me and my mom and my dad are at dynamos. Dynamos.
Dynamos is good though, dude. People hate on Domino's pizza. I've always liked it.
We just got it this weekend.
I remember I saw it.
I got it too late though. I got fucking stale Domino's.
But still.
It was fine.
I know what you're saying.
I was excited for the chicken wings.
True.
So I got to eat them chicken wings. I had a little bit of Domino's, and then I realized the teams were watching me dark red eating fucking Domino's. I was like, I look like a freak.
What are you talking about? The bird,
Mr. Anger.
Well, from inside out?
I was absolutely that.
Dudes, we're in a pool all day. Honestly, one of the best days in a while. Having a good time. People are starting to break the ice. This is the most rigid ice around us of just like dudes trying to be cool. Obviously, the alpha was there fucking displaying. People are having a good time. We retire to our bedrooms, and Shane's like, I'm going to be burnt. I'm like, bro, we're not going to be burnt, man. I can feel it. We're good. We're not going to get burnt.
No, I saw it before I went up.
Did you really?
I saw it on the tops of my thighs, like right above my knee. Before I went up, I was like, holy shit, if I can see that I'm burnt already.
Oh, no, it's done.
I'm fucked.
Done deal.
I didn't know how bad it was.
It was a San Diego sun, dude. First, imagine your first fucking burn of the year being the San Diego.
It's also fucking 68 degrees, 70 degrees. You don't realize how fucking harsh the dynamos is. I got fucked, dude. I took a nap before the show. I went to take a shower before the show. I looked in the mirror. I was like, holy fuck, dude.
Dude, it was.
My forehead was ruined. So then. It obviously just progressively gets way worse throughout the evening.
Yeah.
First show, I'm like, holy fuck, everyone's going to notice how much of a freak I look. By the second show, I would have given anything to look like I did on the first show.